reveille. In the pre-dawn darkness of San Diego, another day of boot camp has begun. Bayonet training. Your rifle becomes a close combat weapon, and you become a bayonet fighter. These are the sounds of rival platoons preparing for the war of the pugil stick circle. Close combat training put to the test. Platoon against platoon. Recruit against recruit. Bayonet fighter against bayonet fighter.
I'm sure you've all heard that old expression, separate the man from the boy.
Yes, sir!
This afternoon, this is exactly what we're going to do, separate the man from the boy.
Before you ever earn that name, Marine, before your drill instructors ever give you that uniform, you will act and fight like one. Is that clear?
Yes, sir!
We could issue you flamethrowers, rocket launchers, recoilless rifles, machine guns, hand grenades. We ain't got guts. You understand that?
Yes, sir!
You brought that with you. This morning, we're going to find out just how much you got.
Ensign Range, Camp Pendleton. Proving grounds of the motto, every Marine a rifleman.
Black box sit down and face the ocean. Adjust your sling from the sitting position and make sure your dope is on your weapon. Once you have done this, move back to your smudge pot and blacken your sights.
Now relax. Concentrate on that front tip at 6 o'clock on the bull now. Make sure you have your sight alignment sight picture. Concentrating on the front tip. Relax your shoulder. Steady squeeze to the rear.
Okay, 22, you're in at 6.
Mark target 22!
Mark target 22!
Target 26, pull it down to square where you're able target
from. Here it is. On the fire line, assembling your 300 meter rapid fire. Fire standing to prompt 10 rounds.
Qualification day. The long hours of instruction, the days of snapping in and practice firing, all have pointed to this day. Now, after weeks of teamwork, it's all up to one man, you.
Ready on the right, ready on the left. Shooter, shoot on your own dog target, already on the fire line.
Marksman, sharpshooter, expert. You leave the firing lines of Ensign Range a qualified rifleman. This day is a milestone for another reason. Boot camp is half over. You celebrate by marching 15 miles north across the rugged hills of Camp Pendleton. Infantry Training School, San Onofre. You come to learn the tools and tactics of combat. And the Marine Corps demonstrates its arsenal. Machine guns. Claymore Mines. Flamethrower.
That's it.
3.5 rockets. Hand grenades. You move into the throwing pit. And that grenade in your hand is for real.
Hit four, sir!
Come here, five. Get in here. I want you in the combat throwing, your head facing the book. Relax, five. Get your hands underneath your chin. Relax. You do not move at all until you're told to do so.
Yes, sir.
Follow my instructions at all times. When you throw this grenade, I want it thrown hard and far, just like you would a baseball.
Yes, sir.
Once you have thrown this grenade, I want you to get down immediately.
Yes, sir.
On the way!
Stand up, Private, face me. Directly in front of me. Take grenade. Grasp it firmly with both hands. Look at it. Remove safety clip. Pull a pin, twist, and pull. Prepare to throw. Throw a grenade. Good throw, Private. Double time. Same way you came up.
On my command. Fire!
Tracers. Explosions. Illumination rounds. You witness the deadly, incandescent beauty of night firing.
Someone in the enemy zone passed the word back for mortar fire. We're going to be getting a pacing now. Screw them helmets down.
The exercise is your platoon in night defensive fire.
Our mortars have adjusted and are returning incoming fire. Give it to them. The enemy has hit our tactical.
The illumination rounds are fired. And you brace for that 4th of July of Marine Corps firepower. Your full platoon in final protective fire. FPF, the mad moment. Train in every climb and place, even the tear gas chamber.
When I give you the word, you will take off your cover, take off your mask, state your name, rank, service number, and date of birth. Put your mask back on, put your cover on. You understand?
Yes, sir!
You will clear your mask properly. Do not panic. Any questions?
Yes, sir!
Take them off. Name, rank, service number, date of birth.
Live infiltration course. You low crawl through the dirt and barbed wire. The staccato of machine guns. TNT charges exploding just feet away. Remember?
Do not stop. Keep moving. Keep moving. Roll to your left, go to your right, and continue to move. Do not stop. Do not stop. Keep moving.
Pull the muzzle on the lip of the helmet. Get your feet down. Do not stop. Do not stop. Keep moving at all times.
Back to San Diego, and the third and final phase of training. And a day which tasted of the future, when your platoon, in proud precision, marched amidst the color and spectacle of the Friday afternoon parade. Million Marines had paraded here before you, consecrating this ground in their preparations for greater sacrifices. This was Marine ground. Marching upon it, you sensed your place in a 200-year heritage of country and corps. Another Marine said it best, a general, a commandant. If everyone could be a Marine, we wouldn't be the Marines. We're a tough club to join. A tough team to make. And that's exactly the way we're going to keep it. For 200 years, we've kept our standards high and our ranks small. We want quality, not quantity. We want men who are proud of the country and want to serve it proudly. We want men who seek a challenge and aren't afraid of tough physical training. We want men who believe that while nobody likes to fight, somebody has to know how. We want men who want to become part of an elite force of extraordinary men. We want good men, and then we make them better. We train our men the way we've always trained them. No compromises, no shortcuts, no promise, except one. You'll be a Marine. One of the few, and one of the finest.
Watch it. You gotta make it halfway. Ready? Go!
Water survival training. You discover another meaning to the word Marine.
Your third try, got it? You're not gonna come back to this bulkhead. You're gonna make it all the way across this time, got it?
Yes, sir.
You're not gonna come back here because I'm gonna be waiting for you if you do. Go! Go!
And again, like so many other times in boot camp, what you couldn't do, you did.
You get over there. Kick your feet. Kick your feet. There you go. You got it. You got it. Keep yourself going. There you go. You got it now. You got it.
Eyes right. Deep.
In the closing weeks of boot camp, the demands for excellence rise. They echo in every cadence. More, more, better, better, sharper, sharper. You earn the polish and sharpness of Marines.
Elated, come!
One!
A little louder.
Two!
Throw your shoulders back.
Three!
Hold your heads up hard.
Four!
Let me hear you cry.
One!
A little louder.
Two!
What's the matter?
Three!
I can't hear you.
Four!
All together.
One, two, three! United States Marine Corps!
Hurrah! To the rear! Ha!
Excellent!
Ho!
You meet the final challenges of boot camp. Final drill competition.
Ho! Archer! Ho!
Final PFT test.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
final practical examinations.
And lay the warhawks down, disassemble it, lay it back to where it was in previously.
Sir, Grand Isle's reporting is on, sir!
Okay.
And there is that moment, on the eve of graduation, a moment of accomplishment, of pride, a well-earned moment for looking back.
When I first got here, I expected hardly any sleep, bends and thrusts, and running all day and all night.
It hasn't been that rough. At least looking back now, it doesn't seem like it's been that rough. At the time, it seemed like an eternity when we were PTing and so forth, but somehow we made it. It was rough, but we made it.
Physically, yes. I've probably gained 10, 15, 20 pounds somewhere in here. And mentally, I think I've matured.
Oh, yes, there have been some wonderful times. A lot of laughs. I don't know if my drill instructors would think they're laughs, but there's a lot of laughs in boot camp.
You got a sign out there that says, to be a Marine, you have to believe in yourself, your fellow Marine, your Corps, your country, and your God. And it's... After you're here for a while, it just like listening to the Marine Corps hymn, it's a pride that nobody can ever take away from you because the Marine Corps is the Marine Corps.
A great experience, a lot of good memories, happy memories, bad memories, rough memories, and most of all, graduation day when I came a Marine.
Survey, touch, cut!
Finally, it arrives, that proudest of days, the day no Marine will forget, graduation day. The applause you had earned, the words of your battalion commander you had earned.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow Marines of 2069 series. I wish to congratulate you men of the 2069 series. You have endured the rigors of the United States Marine Corps boot camp and have passed the test of sweat, fatigue, trauma, excitement, and yes, sometimes even fear. You have passed with honor a test of manhood, the difficulty of which will only be understood by you and your fellow Marines who have preceded you. You have clearly demonstrated that you possess the basic qualifications to continue the proud traditions of our Marine Corps. I offer you the pride, the honor, and the respect of being a United States Marine.
The pride, the honor, the respect, yours now. San Diego had trained you, tested you, judged you worthy, and now sent you forth with that final command. Drill instructors, dismiss your platoons. So it ended, with your platoon's final rousing cheer, with your drill instructor's firm handshake. Memories now, they will fade in time. But Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego will continue its vital mission. The Marine machine works on. This night, another recruit sleeps in that rack that was yours. Another recruit bears the rifle that was yours. The roll call is of other names. But there is a saying in the Corps, once a Marine, always a Marine. And here, on the training grounds of San Diego, you became a Marine. And what you accomplished here, what you endured here, what you became here, you will bear within you forever, enshrined in a single word, Marine.